Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Paige Estrotori with you on this Wednesday, December 11th, 2024, on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to site for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management based in Australia. Today's first key story is an important one concerning the mental health impact on Australia's insurance sector. Insurance provider TAL recently revealed a worrying trend of increasing mental health-related claims, surpassing those for physical ailments. The past 6 months saw almost one-third of claims coming from conditions such as depression and PTSD, while physical injuries accounted for only about 18%. Payouts have gone up significantly, reaching $2.3 billion, an increase from $2 billion last year. TAL is proactively addressing the issue, offering psychiatric assessments and health services to their clients. This dramatic shift in claims denotes a larger societal trend where mental health care is increasingly integrated into the realm of financial services. Shifting gears to the traits of younger Australians, specifically Gen Y and Z, a survey by Fidelity has revealed their noticeable financial ambition and remarkable risk tolerance. This contrasts with the more cautious Gen X, of which only one-fifth are comfortable with high-risk investments. The more daring Gen Ys and Zs show a preference for cryptocurrencies and ETFs, with half of them showing interest in active ETFs. This financial confidence raises the concern of undue risks, often swayed by popular online financial influencers or finfluencers. Technology plays a big part in their investment choices, with mobile trading apps being a favorite tool. Given the rising trend, financial advisors are urged to guide this group with clear information to assist their investment decisions. In a remarkable move to transform the superannuation landscape, Morningstar now collaborates with Melbourne's Super API to streamline employer superannuation processes. This partnership leans into the trend of immediate superannuation payment models, facilitates employers in selecting optimal default funds, and improves new hire decision-making. The entity aims to leverage government initiatives such as SuperStream, SuperMatch, and SuperStapling API to enhance the process. Switching to monetary policy, the Reserve Bank of Australia, or RBA, hints at a possible interest rate cut. Speculations were fueled when the bank kept the interest rate steady at 4.35%. This movement brings hope to economists and citizens alike who anticipate economic relief. All eyes will be on the forthcoming December Consumer Price Index report, a potentially critical indicator of the imminent rate cuts. That concludes our news wrap today. For more in-depth news and insights, log on to financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for joining us today. Paige Estrotori, signing off.